We're back.
Are we?
I mean, we are physically here. I don't know about mentally.
Mentally. How do we broach that topic?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was just thinking this morning about all those companies that spent billions of dollars investing in open office floor plans. They are probably really soaking in that investment right about now.
You know what would have been a worse investment is an investment in actual open office, the software suite.
Nothing. Well played. Well played, Front Touche. We won't kill you today, but we may tomorrow.
Just do it. Just do it.
So I saw the headlines. I have no idea what this was. Right. Microsoft buys Surface Duo partner, Movial.
Right. So Movial is a Finnish-based software company. Mm-hmm. So Microsoft announced last fall that they were going to make this thing called Surface Duo, which runs on Android. Microsoft mm-hmm. doesn't have an Android OS team, right? They obviously have people working on UX, like from their Microsoft Launcher product. And, mm-hmm. You know, they have Android developers and all that kind of stuff. But they don't make the OS. Like, they don't, you know, they've never done that before. So they partnered with this company for that stuff. And now they're purchasing the company. And 60 of the employees are going to move to a Microsoft Romania office. I had to look at this on a map. That's Romania and Finland aren't that close.
I didn't think they were.
But they're both, you know, on the continent. You know, whatever.
Also, they're also on Earth for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, they're also both on Earth. You can see them from space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more you look into it, it's kind of interesting. Like, it very clearly is about bringing this stuff in-house. But then again, it looks like it's going to run somewhat like LinkedIn, where it's sort of a standalone company as well. But Microsoft owned. So undisclosed sum, et cetera, et cetera. To me, this says they're serious about it. So it's not a one-off experiment. Whatever. I mean, I'm curious about Surface Duo. I'm not pining for it. I don't think it's going to change the world or my life. I'm curious.
Or the bottom line.
Look, Microsoft has really been struggling to get that lockdown mobile platform that Apple and Google mm-hmm. have. And I think we know that that's failed. Their phone efforts have obviously failed, the Windows phone efforts. And then their efforts on the Windows side and the PC side have not gone well, right? Windows S mode being the most recent example has not worked. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people have theorized, I mean, could Microsoft make a go of the client with Android? And the answer is, yeah, maybe. I mean, certainly on the mobile side, it's mm-hmm. an interesting idea. So, I don't, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I mean, this could be a one-off. Well, I don't think it's going to be, but it could be a one-off failure still, I suppose.
Yeah, I wonder, and this is me shooting from the hip, which is what I'm good at doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just bear with me here. So there's Surface Duo. They could obviously build a Surface Single, which is obviously just one of those screens. But potentially the idea could, maybe they're trying to mimic the path that they took with the original Surface, not the RT. But remember, they came out with the Pro, which was a slightly different form factor of devices that already existed, and that put them on the map. Potentially, maybe they're going to come out with the Duo as a loss leader to kind of mm-hmm. potentially put them on the map.
What works, what doesn't work.
Put them on the map, and then basically, I'm looking at the device right now. They just snap it in half, and they give you one of the screens and say, look, here you go.
Google has gone in a weird direction with Android, right? Because mm-hmm. Android has not succeeded on any platform other than the phone, where it has succeeded wildly. There are no popular Android tablets. 2-in-1 devices, this just hasn't worked. And so you're getting kind of mixed messages from Google now. They've been using Chrome OS a lot for those kinds of things. Chrome OS runs Android apps. They seem to be in the holding pattern. Like they very much follow the trajectory of Windows and mm-hmm. Microsoft. Like, it just has not worked. It's kind of hard to explain why, but it hasn't. You know, could Microsoft do something like a Surface Pro or even a Surface laptop, maybe a Continuum type thing, like Samsung has Dex. Mm-hmm. Could it be a dual OS system? Will Windows run Android apps? I mean, these are all questions that we all ask. I mean, we all think about this stuff, I suppose. And we'll see. Who knows what they're actually working on? But
I mean, the other interesting side of this, which kind of goes in the face of everything they, you know, the billions they lost on Nokia. But if they're going to start with a clean slate, Android makes sense, right? That will actually help them sell phones, unlike Windows Phone, which was working against them because of the whole app story.
Right.
They could find themselves, if they play their cards right, in a position similar to Apple, where going from 0 to 5% market share would make this probably profitable for Microsoft. They don't have to get a whole lot. And by starting with Android and starting with Surface, the only missing piece out of all this is honestly a camera. If they can put a good camera in there, just go to Sony, whoever, because this thing's just coming off the line. Maybe they stand a chance. I want to be clear. See, I don't know if Duo is that device, though.
Yeah. It's interesting. One is I can't remember if I've ever said who this was, but someone very high up at Microsoft asked semi-rhetorically, you know, if Microsoft could create a phone business and it was a small business, but it was profitable, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a problem Microsoft's had with hardware. Wouldn't that be okay? And the answer to that, of course it'd be okay. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is a possibility there. The other thing to remember is there's a model that Microsoft has to follow here with Android and Google, which is Edge. Edge is based on Chromium. Duo is based on Android. You know, Edge can take advantage of the same extensions that Google Chrome uses. Duo can take advantage of the same apps that Android provides. I mean, it's a very similar thing. It's interesting that it's the same company in both cases, but Google went with open platforms and for whatever reasons, and that is an opportunity for other companies.
The other challenge that Microsoft will have here is the rat race of the smartphone market, right? It's a very cyclical thing. Every year there's a new Snapdragon chip. Every year there's a new update. Every year there's a new iPhone. And Microsoft hasn't really followed like hardcore, every year there's an update for the Surface line or a refresh. So
that's right. And I think that's why they're going to great pains to say that this is not a phone, even though it clearly is a phone. The first Surface devices were not just tablets, they were also PCs. They eventually, as you know, because you wrote the book and we've been talking about it, the marketing on Surface eventually changed to the tablet that can replace your PC. Maybe Microsoft is working towards something like that with Duo / Android, the whatever they call this thing that can replace your phone and or your tablet or something like that. It's hard to come up with something that's just as good, but maybe that's the goal.
Maybe it is. We will see. I keep hearing this thing is like just about ready to walk out the door. So we'll see whenever Microsoft decides to ship this thing.
I think it's going to be a curiosity.
Yeah.
I don't know else to say it. I don't mean to be down on it. I don't actively dislike it or anything like that. But I, of course, I'm intrigued. I love gadgets. I'm interested in Microsoft, et cetera. But I don't quite.
It's for a very specific person.
Yeah. Who is that person? What a weird person.
Person probably who owns a band, a Zune. Still holding on.
Are those guys still around? Yeah, those poor bastards.
if anybody's still running Windows Phone today, this phone is for you.
Yikes. Yeah. Even this won't please those guys, though.
It's Android. It's not going to have that Windows Phone experience, but it's the best you're going to get.
And, we'll see what that looks like. I'm definitely curious. And maybe there is a revelatory moment where you open the thing up and you're like, oh, my God. That's kind of cool, or this is useful in this situation, and something. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Microsoft is also refreshing Office.com. Not too big a surprise there, just making it a little more modern.
You know what? I didn't catch this myself when I looked at it. I didn't look at it for the BWW stuff. I don't know if you looked, but it is available on my commercial account, and
it's not available on mine because I did look.
So it's slowly rolling out, I guess. But the apps used to kind of sit there at the top, and now they're kind of running down the side. And what that does is it moves up the recent documents and all that stuff. And you look at it, this UI makes sense. But as someone pointed out in the comments, this is the same layout that Teams uses. I didn't think of that, and I was like, oh, that's true. And very interesting. So
big facts.
Yeah.
Yep. I will point out too, since I'm looking at your screenshot here. Affinity Photo, highly recommend. I'm really starting to like this app. It's grown on me quite a bit.
It's interesting you brought that up. So I've been meaning to mention this to you either privately or now I'll just do it on the podcast. One of the big downers of using Windows 10 on ARM is that Affinity Photo is not available, right? I was kind of hoping it would be working on that system, but it's a 64-bit only app. You and I had talked about if you move from Adobe Photoshop Elements, like I think both of us did, to this, you have to kind of relearn some keyboard shortcuts. But actually, that's been an easy process, and I've very seamlessly done that. The real nice thing that I've discovered about this, and this was a huge problem with Elements, is this thing works with all of the file formats, including like really modern ones like WebP or JFIF, which is basically like just JPEG. So in the past, if I had downloaded a JFIF file, which you see all over the web, I'd have to like manually rename the file extension to JPEG to get it to work in Adobe Photoshop. And if I had downloaded a WebP file, if I get that extension right, I couldn't do anything with it. Like all I could do was display it. So I'd have to take a screenshot of it and then go edit it. Like Affinity just works with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. Like I'm willing to, you know, transition to something different because it benefits me, but like this thing has benefited me in more ways than I thought were the case to begin with. So it's been nice.
It's a good app.
It's great. I miss it on ARM. I've been trying to use that ARM computer and it's like, oh man, I don't like not having it now, which is really interesting. So it's a good app.
It is. So there you go. There's your app of the day, folks. Your little duo of the day and your whatever else of the day. Have a good one.